Happy Friday. This is Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Pleasant day here in the great state of Michigan. Happy to be here with all of you to start your Friday, head into the weekend, get ready to take care of some business, whether you're going to be heading up north, heading to the cabin, just traveling around our beautiful state, or staying at home like I'm going to be, mowing the grass and making sure my neighbors don't get too upset in the current state of my yard. I mean, the grass has been growing like crazy, as you all know, with all the rain we've been getting. But you didn't tune in to hear about my grass. You turned in to hear about all the stuff that happened in the world in the past 24 hours. And of course, as we do on every show with Steve, start with the top three things you need to know. Number one, Missouri teachers and critical race theory advocates plotted to hide social justice curriculum from, quote, Trump country parents. This coming from the National Review. Essentially, what you had was the faculty meeting with somebody who is experienced in promoting what we know as critical race theory. But of course, it wasn't described as that. They worded it a little differently. Mr. LeGarrette King, an associate professor of social studies education at the University of Missouri, was on a call with St. Louis curriculum writing team, this curriculum writing team. And he was described on the call as a specialist in the study of race, critical theories, and knowledge. Of course, the point about all of this story is they specifically tailored this to try and put critical race theory into the curriculum without appearing to put critical race theory into the curriculum. During the webinar, Mr. King told the team members that this is not a safe space, but rather a racialized space, because in many ways, a safe space is a space where white people tell us how not racist they are. And this is not that space. Article goes on to point out that said that the nation's founding means nothing to black people, he said, calling history psychologically violent and one-sided. And National Review article seems to say that he even went on to justify violence in the name of racial justice. Unbelievable. Number two, Mississippi Attorney General Fitch files brief with the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, as we like to call it, appealing, basically calling into question the constitutionality of Roe versus Wade. Quote, Roe shackles states to an outdated view of scientific fact. The brief goes on to discuss viability of the unborn child, protecting mothers and their children. And Attorney General Fitch noted, a lot has changed in five decades. Women have carved their own way to achieving a better balance for success in their professional and personal lives. By returning the matter of abortion policy to state legislatures, we allow a stunted debate on how we support women to flourish. It is time for the court to let go of its hold on this important debate. And really the crux of the argument is it's going to come down to viability of the child. And with scientific advances over the past several decades, as Attorney General Fitch put it, we're essentially getting to a point where the viability of the child is, I mean, you can, we have the technology to keep keep them alive. It's the viability of the child is not in question anymore. So going to be an interesting debate, especially with the current makeup of the court. Some would say it's a 6-3 conservative majority, with President Trump having promoted, or excuse me, nominated and confirmed the three justices that he nominated. And so we'll see about that. Number one, U.S. House adopts a bill to expedite visas for Afghan interpreters who work for U.S. forces. This is essentially large bipartisan support, 407-16 coming out of the U.S. House of Representatives. And quite frankly, what this is there are several people in Afghanistan that helped us out when we were over there. They put their families, their lives on the line to dedicate themselves to the cause for which we were there, help rid them of the Taliban, establish a working democracy. And fortunately, you're hearing quotes from folks on the ground now, members of Congress hearing testimony from folks that they're in contact with, saying it's not safe over there for folks who helped us out anymore. And so this bill would expand the amount of visas that we could bring folks back or bring folks over under the auspices of seeking asylum, bring their families as well. And like I said, this received large bipartisan support, for which it should have. I mean, I know we can have the debate of whether we should have been there, why we should have been there, how long we should have been there. But at the end of the day, these folks made the similar sacrifice that many of our young men and women in the armed forces made. They probably had family members, friends killed in encounters with terrorists, fighting to promote freedom and individual liberty in another part, in a part of the world that, quite frankly, hasn't seen a lot of that, unfortunately. But we shall see. On to the United States Senate for that bill. But Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gruber on The Steve Gruber Show. Just kicking off the first hour. Whole lot more to go. Happy to be with you. Looking forward to it. Stay tuned.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. promoting the value and values of educational athletics.